ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question. And this question is regarding one of the surahs and chapters of the Holy Quran, which is Surah Nas. Surah Nas, as you know, is the last surah of the Holy Quran. That gives it some special significance and importance. It's also one of the shorter surahs of the Holy Quran. And in the first three verses of this surah, God Almighty asks the Prophet and indirectly asks us to seek refuge in God from the insinuations and the temptations and the whisperings of the devil. And in this three verses, God Almighty refers to himself not as Allah, but refers to himself using three attributes, which are Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. Rabb means Lord, Malik means sovereign or king, and Ilah means object of worship. Literally means object of worship. We often translate it as God or, you know, demigod or things like this. But actually, the correct translation of this from Arabic to English is object of worship, something that is worship or something that is deserving to be worshipped. So the question that we want to pose today is, why is it that God has referred to himself using these three sifats or these three divine attributes? Obviously, there's a reason behind it. He could have used some other word to refer to himself, but he referred to himself using these three attributes. So we can analyze this question and resolve this problem in the following way. We know that when we face a danger, we take refuge in something that has the ability to repel that danger from us. Right. So God Almighty refers to himself using these three attributes because, in effect, these three attributes, these three qualities that he possesses, have this ability to repel this danger from us. First of all, he is the Lord of men, meaning he is the person who nourishes men, who takes care of them, who takes care of their needs, secures their needs for them. And therefore, one of the needs of men is that, you know, these dangers that man faces, which comes in the form and is manifested as these insinuations that the devil tempts him with, right? He repels them from man and protects man from them. God Almighty is the sovereign. He is, when we say sovereign, he's the king. We don't mean like he is a worldly king, right? Kings have a power which is temporary, fleeting, transient. One day it belongs to them, the next day they're overthrown and it doesn't belong to them. Right, and obviously their rule is a unreal. Their power, the power that they have, the sovereignty they have, is unreal. Right, even if it's based on physical force, right, it's something that's unreal. Right, for example, if they have to give a formal order in order for it to be carried out. Right, it's not like the power that a human being has over his body. Right, which is in which case, right, the body doesn't have the ability to reject the order of the soul, right, or the intention of the soul. When the soul gives an order, or the mind gives an order to a body, right, the body has to obey. The same thing is the case with the relationship between God and his creatures, right? So obviously such a being who has such a power deserves to be the object to which we seek refuge and to which we ask for help. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of Surah Nas. Inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.